So let's do a roll call, please.
Governor Pat Quinn, Secretary Schneider, Chair Wolf.
Here.
Director Bates.
Here.
Director Garcia.
Here.
Director Hudson. Director Gonzalez. Director Peterson.
Here.
Director Reddick.
Here.
Director Sweeney.
Here.
Director Weissner.
Here.
Chair, we have a forum.
Thank you, and I know there's been some traffic today on our route, but I think that accounts for some people, or at least Director Dodson not to be able to be here on time. Director Gonzalez had a conflict. Public comment, I've been informed that Vince Winkler is interested in making a public comment. Is that right, Mr. Winkler? Would you like to, you know our routine here, we try to keep our comments short.
Well, if you recall, I was here in June regarding Windmark towing. It was an $8,700 bill for a tow that I could have had done for $1,200. Windmark towing, out of the blue, came over to my shop afterwards. Your officials okayed a bill for $5,400. He returned $3,200 for me. So there's a problem there. Then he came over and gave me a check for $4,200. Wanted to shake my hand. It's like a burglar returning your stuff and wanting to shake your hand. That's what I feel. Now, I don't know, why did he give me the money back? Felt sorry for me? Did he overcharge me to begin with? Or was he suspended from the tollway? Now, I understand he's been suspended more than once for these same infractions. How many more times can this guy get suspended and you'll keep taking them back? If Winkler's Tree Service did this many times to anybody, you wouldn't have me back. Nobody would. I would be permanently barred. Now you say I should be happy to get my money back. Let's forget the whole thing. How many people know a trucker, say from California? Maybe he broke down on your tollway. He got to meet Windmark Towing. Poor guy's probably got $1,000 in his pocket, going to make $2,000 on a load. Then he gets towed to Windmark Towing over there, is informed he owes $8,700. Do you have cash in your pocket? Oh, no. Well, then you're going to pay an outrageous storage fee, too. So now what does this poor guy do? Now, this is your clients that are coming across your road. What does this poor guy do? What does this poor guy do? Nobody carries $8,700 in their pocket. That's what I was asked. You have $8,700. I'm going to tow you to Lincolnwood from Hillside. Ridiculous. Ridiculous. You could solve a lot of these problems simply by, there's a tow, you've got plenty of room on the tollway. Tow whatever you got to tow to a neutral site. This takes away all their advantages of overcharging us for storage, towing, and everything else. Now, you know you've got doo-doo over here with this certain organization, and you keep putting perfume on it. Spray more perfume. Because I'm sure I'm not the only person that's complained about this. But when you run out of perfume, you still got the doo-doo. So when are we going to clean this up? When is this going to be cleaned up? For myself and every other person that runs a truck or has to be towed. This is ridiculous. $8,700. I got brothers that are lawyers and doctors. And it comes out to $600 an hour for what he came out there. And I've got pictures of it. I've got everything you possibly need. You had an investigation on this, your inspector general. Nobody even called me. Now, how do you have an investigation without nobody being called? Tell me. How does this work? Nobody called me. I got pictures. I have everything. I have more pictures of this tow where there's trucks that were miraculously disappeared off the second bill. But the trucks are still there. The timing from the start to the tow to his end of the tow is still there. But trucks disappeared. How do you figure that? Now, I'll show you pictures. I've got nothing to hide here. But you continue to put this organization back to work. Now, that's a spot on you guys. I mean, I got my money back. I could care less. Now, you're probably up here saying, boy, this guy should be happy. He got his money back. and most of you are probably thinking, this guy's a raging idiot, right? But what made me a raging idiot? Tell me. What made me like this? I was pulled over, legal, getting my own tow company, and here comes yours, after it was thrown away from one of your employees, by the way, told my guy to leave for $1,200, and then I get an $8,700 bill, and then I'm fighting with a burglar. And he was so proud that he gave me my money back. What, to avoid jail? Or so he could get back on the tollway? So he could just make this up on somebody else's dime? So, I don't know. I mean, keep going. I mean, just keep buying perfume. Because this is, you know, you keep stepping in this. People should, when they hit your tollway as clients, they should feel safe that, oh my God, I'm on the tollway. Something breaks down, I'm going to be taken care of. Not, oh God, please help me. Here comes Linmar Towing. And there's no regulation. How can one guy charge more than another guy? I don't understand this. You could put GPS on those trucks. I have GPSs on my trucks. It'd be so simple on a tow. There would be no time discrimination. Time started when he got there, time ended. You could have an emergency tow, get the cheapest guy out there. I don't care if one of my trucks waited 2 hours for another tow guy that was $600 cheaper. But this does not work. This guy's coming from 20 miles away. I broke down in Hillside. Why didn't we call Powers? Powers is a mile and a half away from where my truck broke down. And they call Linmar.
Mr. Winkler, I want to thank you for coming back because I hear your message, which is that you didn't need to come back.
No.
Some way, you know, the financial restitution in this was taken care of, but you still are concerned about the toll.
Well, it's not me. It's the next guy.
Oh, yeah, right. The California trucker comes through. So Christy, I think, is going to come in on this. And I just want to say on behalf of the board, we do appreciate you taking the effort to come back.
Thank you.
On behalf of the other customers.
Yeah, thank you. So, you know, after the visit in June, we have, I guess, both an inspector general but also an internal audit review of our towing procedures. You know, there are good reasons why we have specific jurisdictions for companies that are pre-approved by the tollway, and there are also good reasons why we wouldn't want a car or vehicle or truck broken down on the side of the tollway, parked, you know, basically on our shoulder for several hours waiting for a truck to remove it, because that does present a significant safety issue for the other customers and drivers on our system. So we like to see any kind of broken down vehicles or wrecks cleared as quickly as possible. So, you know, we still, I think, have a little bit of review to go in really looking at our procedures relative to these towing companies. But, you know, we take seriously the charges of, you know, if somebody feels that they were overbilled or overcharged for something, I know that there, you know, are probably some things that it looks like we need to look at and review in our procedures, and we're doing that with our internal audit and then also, I guess, the IG investigation.
Well, I've had one insurance company call me that, you know, I can give you his phone number, too. You can talk to him because I'm not making this stuff up. And you can talk to him. And he's got another friend from another insurance company that wants to talk to me on this. I mean, this is like the gang that couldn't shoot straight. It's robbery. It's just stealing. I have more respect for a guy who holds me up with a gun.
Don't say that.
Well, at least you know what he wants. He's not trying to be your friend.
Okay, well, thank you very much. We do have a customer service committee, and I think if it's okay with Christy, what we'll do is ask that the internal audit and the IG investigation get presented and discussed there. Those are open meetings. you're always welcome to come to those on our website.
Are those posted meetings?
Yes. Yeah, they're all on our website. And Director Reddick is the chair of customer service. So, again, you know, we appreciate that you've taken your time to come in to help the people who come after you. And we just need to look at our procedures. If it's justified, the board will stay with our procedures. If we need to change them, we'll change them.
No, it's that or buy perfume.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thanks for coming. I had thought there might be one more person for public comment, but he's not here. Okay. So let's move ahead. What I'd like to do is hear a motion for approval for the board minute and executive session meetings for the August 29th meeting.
Motion approved.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Any recusals? No. Abstentions? No. Okay, we'll move to committee reports. I'm sorry, I was out of the loop last week, but we had two committee meetings. So, Director Peterson?
The Finance Administration Operations Committee met on September 18th. Finance requested approval to pay cost of the 2012 external audit to the State Auditor General Expense Fund. The cost of the audit was within the budget of $548,000. Finance also presented an update on the tollways capital financing activities, including the advisory firms, and there'll be a presentation. Actually, included in the presentation was a request that the tollway designate four financial advisory firms as qualified independent representatives in relation to the swaps, derivative products, in accordance with Frank. And Mike Kelsey is going to give a presentation, give the same presentation today, so we'll go into more detail about that. Procurement presented five items, which were approved by the FAO committee. A couple of the highlighted items would be an award of the tollway RFP to purchase employee assistance program services for tollway employees and members of their immediate families. Another was an increase to the tollway RFP for purchase on-call printing services for construction contract documents, as well as website and capacity host web-based room services. And that was about $240,000. That's going to help with the construction efficiencies and expediting the process there. Engineering presented 10 items, two construction contract awards, noise and retaining wall construction and drainage improvements for the Jane Addams I-90, approximately about $48 million is going to be spent there with that work. There was one new professional service contract, there was one change order on a construction contract, one request for partial release retainage, four requests for final release retainage, and one land act item, which we'll discuss later today. Session. Any of the items were placed on the consent agenda, and the other two will be presented to the full board later. The dollar value of the professional services contract has now been finalized. It will be presented. That was on the construction management services
yes.
contract that was deferred because the dollar amount wasn't final.
Yes.
And the Land Act items, as I said, will be reviewed in, I believe, in the executive or the full board today.
I think executive.
First executive.
And executive. Okay. Legal had presented two items. One, an IGA, intergovernmental agreement with the Village of Hazel Crest to facilitate the sale of the village of approximately 0.4 acre. Along the tollway property along the frontage road. That has been deemed excess property for many years. The village has agreed to basically pay the tollway an appraisal fee of $56,000. They'll also be responsible for the repair and maintenance of that road.
Director Peterson, if I might, just a quick correction. That's the village of East Hazel Crest.
East Hazel.
Which I know we've had some
East
discrepancy on a few times.
And then there was a IGA with the village of Elgin, which has been deferred to a future meeting, future FAO meeting. The Illinois State Police District 15% of one item, which was approved in the committee, and approval and award to purchase 118 conducted electrical weapons, which are known as tasers. And they also basically said they would be used, they have been used on a limited basis within the tollway for years. We have three qualified taser instructors. The rest of all the state police are going to be trained and certified as they go forward. And that's it.
Thanks. Thank you very much. Taser is from Tom Swift's electronic radar. They added the A. Anybody read the Tom Swift
stories?
No. Okay. Jeff Redding.
The Customer Service Committee met on September the 19th. As you recall, last time we talked about Director Dodson, they made a request that we get an update on our social media status and activity. Wendy Abrams appeared at the committee and gave us an update, updating us to the application and use of the app that we have out there that allows for account management. Discussed our Twitter traffic updates, and we talked about going forward, checking into the possibility of being able to implement that information on our website. There was also discussion of the status of preparing the survey to evaluate the two-year look-back discussion that we had at the last meeting, which given the update at the last board meeting. There were two matters that are on the agenda for today under business systems. The first is item one under 6.2, the JCAR rule change proposal. This came, there was discussion of this at the last board meeting, and really the proposal is twofold. Number one, talks about changing the notice times from a 21-day, 14-day, 21-day notice issuance to a 30-day, 30-day, 30-day. The reasons for that are we think that it will provide enhanced customer service, more regular update notice, easier to understand, and one that will allow greater opportunities for customers to come into compliance if there is a violation issue. The second has to do with the authority to have a fee waiver pilot program. Again, this is part of the goal that has been discussed in this committee for about a year, taking steps to be more efficient and effective in our compliance activities and be more customer-based versus punitive in the nature of our issuances there. The second item number two under business systems, is the Bridgeway training services for image review. This is the fleet image review system that we have in place as background. This was a portion of that transport contract that we've broken up, and this goes back to January 2011. At the time when we broke up that contract, we estimated the savings to be about $1 million a year based on using this vendor. Since that time, the experience that we've had with this vendor has been excellent, wonderful customer service, and great working with our staff. The other positive to when we made that change was the jobs associated with the reading itself were moved from Texas to Illinois, where they've got locations in Galesburg and Rockford. The contract that's on the agenda for today is about $700,000 less than the original contract that we had with them, a little over 7% reduction. And both the Bridgeview contract and the JCAR rules were voted out of committee unanimously. We'll be seeking approval of the board today.
Great. Thank you very much. Any questions to either of the chairs of the subcommittee? Okay. The only thing I wanted to add was just to note that you can see from today's board meeting the presentations we're going to get. There's still a lot of moving parts at the tollway. We have our big program going on, but that doesn't stop us from thinking about the financing, the Inspector General's, what's going on with the OAC. So it's just a reminder that even though on some level we should be in a calmer phase, that doesn't seem to happen. We've still got a lot of stuff that's going on, and there's a lot of work that's going. And the only other thing I want to mention is in executive session, we're going to review the Executive Director's annual goals, which we always do. As you know, we have an annual evaluation process. Just wanted to get that on the record. Okay, so why don't we turn to Executive Director?
Thank you. I am going to give a report on the Move Illinois program. I'm sorry if it's not reflected on your agendas, but last month marked the two-year anniversary of the enactment of our capital program, and I thought it was a good time for us to review everything that we've accomplished over these past 2 years, and of course our plans moving forward. I want to thank you for your continued support. I mean, the board has been an important partner in making sure that we can continue to make the progress on this capital program that we all want to. It is a 15-year program, so many years in front of us, but at least two behind us now, and I wanted to talk a little bit about what we've accomplished. Also, of course, would never fail to mention that the governor's support for our program continues and is very, very important to us. So, in just 2 years, we've had more than $1.5 billion in contracts awarded, nearly 460 firms working on Move Illinois. We've heard very clearly from the board that a diversity of participation is important, diversity not only in minority, women-owned, and disadvantaged businesses, but also the number of businesses that are able to take advantage of opportunities through our program. So we really think that this is a tremendous accomplishment. We've awarded 172 total contracts, which is no small accomplishment given the challenges of the procurement process. 85 new firms are working on tollway projects, which we've also heard clearly from the board that that's very important to you, that it not just be the same firms over and over again, but that we try to reach out and develop more competition. We've awarded 47 unbundled contracts. These are the $5 million and less contracts that we've discussed previously as being a goal to get more of those out there to try to build the pipeline of opportunity. We've found quite a few opportunities in the first 2 years of the program. As we always said, though, the unbundled contracts, we don't know that this type of pace will continue going forward, but we do and remain committed to providing those opportunities for small and mid-sized firms to participate at times. 44 DBE firms new to the tollway through this program, and you know, we believe we've created or sustained up to, well, a little over 7,000 total construction jobs throughout the program and total jobs throughout the program in just the last couple of years. So very exciting accomplishments for us. progress on the road. So I'm not sure how many times I need to click this, but this is, I think, a photo taken on the Jane Addams, correct? Rebuilding and widening project. Crews are placing concrete on the eastbound I-90 lanes between Mill Road and Genoa Road. You know, we know that we don't all get out there every day to see the work that's going on, so we wanted to show you a little bit of, you know, people in action out there working on our roadways. This next photo is, you know, the first full all-electronic toll interchange in Illinois Route 47 and I-90. So this is that going in. We should be delivering that by the end of the year, and we're very excited about that. This is excavation on the slope south of U.S. Route 20 bridge over I-90. Mainline bridge rebuilding and widening also on the I-90 project at U.S. Route 20. Concrete being placed on southbound I-57 as part of the Tri-State Tollway, as part of that new interchange of 294-57. This is the aerial view of the 294-57 project construction progress. You can see a lot of land there cleared, and although it's maybe difficult to make out, for those of us who were able to go to that job site recently, we know that there's a great deal of work going on there. Keeping the existing system in good condition. Here's an example of concrete is being placed on the Veterans Memorial Tollway, I-355, to improve driving conditions for motorists. We've got concrete being placed on the Kennedy Expressway, I-90, I-190, O'Hare River Road ramp, so that big ramp between 294 and the Kennedy, basically, and also right around O'Hare. You can see here underpass lighting renovations on the underpass on 355 and I-88. Here's an east abutment for the flyover ramp, which is going to finally connect northbound 294 to 57 again. So see a lot of the big piers and other infrastructure going in for that project. Crews constructing a pier for the ramp. Again, 294-57 project. It's really amazing to be out there and see. We all appreciate how large these are as we're driving, but to be out there while they're constructing them, it's really amazing to see how big they are. And of course, this is the governor and local officials, labor representatives, construction workers, all gathered at that 294-57 construction site. You see, I'm in there somewhere.
You're very busy.
Not wearing a hat. but on 294-57 construction site, this is the first steel girder for the flyover ramp that we were putting in. So a lot of people were there signing that. And, you know, decades from now, if they ever uncover it, they'll see a lot of signatures on that girder. We hope that nobody ever uncovers it, but, you know, if that ever happens, our future tollway workers will be able to see everybody who signed that grant, which was quite exciting. So here we have some progress off the road. I won't walk through all of these, but you know, we've already talked about all of the contracts that have been awarded, the professional services bulletins, in particular, you know, nearly $670 million to 108 contracts on 11 professional services bulletins. So these are the bulletins that go out, 20, 25, 30 different items. We often get 20, 20 to 30 responses on every single item, and people at the tollway in the engineering department and diversity in particular spend a great deal of time reviewing and selecting the appropriate firms to do that work. So great accomplishments here. We received the record of decision for the Fair Western Access Project. This was a tremendous accomplishment, dealing with multiple federal agencies to try to make this happen. So we can begin work on that very important project, decades in the making. And we've initiated 88 intergovernmental agreements, so working with other units of government for right-of-way acquisition, utilities, permits, you know, everything that we need to make construction happen. We've also done a lot and continue to try to focus on, you know, outreach and community consensus building. This is something that we've also heard repeatedly from both the governor and the board that is very important to the tollway, that we do this outreach. So we've reconvened the Illinois Route 53-120 Blue Ribbon Advisory Council, and we've also launched a local advisory council for the Elgin O'Hare Project, trying to make sure we're continuing to engage with stakeholder groups and local communities on those two important projects, one which is under construction and one which is, I think, being contemplated. We received a federal grant to implement an FHWA, Federal Highway Administration Sustainable Rating Program, which is exciting. So this is our sustainability efforts. We committed that this would be the cleanest and greenest program in the tollway's history. This will give us an opportunity to create a rating program for that. And, you know, as part of that green effort, we've committed to restoring 525 acres of land through mitigation efforts. Diversity accomplishments. Again, we've heard repeatedly from many stakeholders and certainly from the direction that we've received from our board that diversity is incredibly important. And, you know, we've paid $671 million on construction professional services contracts to DBE and BWBE firms. And you can see here how that breaks down. It's ultimately 24% combined engineering professional services, I should say, and construction contracts, which we are quite proud of. We've awarded the first small business set-aside contract in the tollway's history. So that's also very exciting. As you recall, we created a program where smaller bid opportunities or contract opportunities were carved out specifically for small businesses. And that's a program that the board approved several months ago and that we were quick to implement. And we've launched new programs to provide support for small businesses and for career construction careers as well, frankly. As I mentioned, the Small Business Initiative, the Small Contractor Bridge Program, which you heard the Illinois Finance Authority come and present on. It's a partnership with them to provide lending and capital assistance to small contractors. We often hear that that's a barrier for contractors, that they don't have access to capital. Since we don't pay in advance, typically, for work that we do, there is a need for them to find some type of financing. We've also begun to fund some technical assistance partnerships, our construction business development centers, through partner organizations, and the Coaching for Growth program, you know, is also part of trying to help businesses be more competitive in pursuing tollway work. Gustavo and his group and the rest of the folks from the tollway, many from engineering and procurement and other departments, have participated in more than 230 outreach events over the course of this period of time. So a lot of work and activity that goes on behind the scenes, and to see it up here on these slides, I think gives a sense of the magnitude of the work that everybody does on a regular basis. And, you know, I've mentioned engineering and procurement and diversity repeatedly throughout this presentation, but I would be remiss to not point to all the other tollway departments that support those efforts. We wouldn't be able to pay our contractors if finance didn't do their job. You know, we wouldn't be able to keep our facilities in good repair if operations and Jeff Redding's group didn't do their job. So a lot of people here responsible for some big accomplishments. And then, you know, most importantly, of course, because we know what we've done, but there's still a lot to do. And we have in the coming months, you know, again, delivery of that I-90-47 interchange project. That's the first all-electronic full interchange, I think, on our system. Breaking ground on the Elgin O'Hare Western Access project. I think that work has actually already begun just this week, which is very exciting. We're going to be opening bids for at least 30 contracts between now and the end of the year, and making selections for two professional service bulletins worth nearly $75 million. So a lot of work to come in these next couple of months to prepare for a big year next year. And you should see that the big year next year is anticipated that we're going to be spending more than $1 billion next year on construction and construction-related activities on the tollway system. So part of that spending will deliver the first and probably most significant part of the 294-57 interchange project next year, and then of course full speed ahead and continue on the I-90 rebuild. We know that that construction zone is not pleasant. Construction zones never are for anybody traveling through them, but our goal is to get the work done as quickly as possible so that we can get out of our customers' way and let everybody get back to where they're going, hopefully at safe traveling speeds. So this is just a little snapshot of all of the work that we've done over the last 2 years. I get to talk about it, but it really has much less to do with me and much more to do with all the people here at the tollway that work very hard on a daily basis in all of these departments to make this happen. So I want to thank all of them, and of course, happy to answer any questions if you have them.
Any questions? As we talked about last month, this is all within a budget. We're balancing budget and timing all the time, and that seems to be going extremely well too. So the substantive work and the financial oversight of it is in sync, which is great. Good.
Good.
When you called out Jeff, you didn't mention his birthday.
I didn't mention his birthday. It's Jeff's 27th birthday today. That's why he's wearing his birthday bow tie, which I'm told he tied himself.
Yes, sir.
And we're not going to question Director Dutchman about whether he tied his. But before you came in, there was discussion of YouTube and Google.
And how helpful they were. So, happy birthday.
Thank you very much.
We're glad you made it through another year.
Me too.
Best of luck making it through the next one.
That wasn't on the slide. That was one of our goals.
Right, that was my ad lib. We'd like to all make it through another year.
Absolutely.
So, great. So without further ado, somebody whose birthday is not today, but is nonetheless a valued part of the tollway team, Mike Kelsch is going to talk about swaps, which I know he briefed the Finance Committee on, and then update you on our refunding, correct, and some goals that we have for that. So, thank you. Oh, here.
Thank you. Good morning, everyone. Today I wanted to spend a few minutes speaking to our capital financing and debt management activities this year, as well as speak a little bit about the need for a qualified independent representative, which is essentially a financial advisory service that will assist us on swap-related activities. That's a designation that's newly formed as part of the Dodd-Frank legislation, and we will speak more about that in a moment. At the beginning of this calendar year, we laid out a number of activities that we expected to undertake in the capital financing and debt management program. The first was we expected to issue about $1 billion in bonds for the Move Illinois program, new money to help fund the construction projects. We did issue $500 million as anticipated back in May at an all-in rate of about 4.1%. That was good. Our overall plan, we believed we could afford about 5.5%, so we achieved rates below that. There is $500 million authorization remaining for the new money. That is not likely now to occur until the first quarter of 2014, we will be saving a little bit on debt service in 2013, but we'll be expecting to issue early next year. Also, the board authorized $1 billion to advance refund bonds that we issued back in 2005 and 2006, higher interest rate bonds that we were able to call out, what we call an advance refunding. You essentially put money in an escrow, and when the call date, the 10-year call date comes up, you can call the bonds out, replace them with lower interest rate bonds. We issued $217 million to advance for fund about $228 million in bonds. Actually did this in July. We were anticipating earlier in the year that we were going to be able to issue as much as $500 to $600 million in this first series. The interest rate market, interest rates kind of ticked up over the course of a few months. We decided to scale that back and monitor the market for opportunities to refund the remaining $300 to $400 million that we're considering. The Fed announced last week that they were delaying their bond purchase tapering of their bond purchase program. They're currently purchasing about $85 billion in mortgage and U.S. Treasury bonds every month. Economists, the market, the Fed had kind of sent a message that they believed they'd start to taper that, therefore interest rates were going up. They announced they would delay that program, and interest rates have actually dropped fairly significantly in the last week. So one of the things we're doing right now is monitoring the opportunity to do that other $300 to $400 million of refunding of those 2005 bonds. Our kind of suggestion or recommendation would be to utilize the same team that we used for the $217 million. The board previously authorized them to do a larger issue. They have worked on this transaction. They'll be kind of ready to go. We would like to move along with them right away and proceed to evaluate and potentially put together a transaction in the next month with that existing team. So the first, we also authorized we had authorized $850 million in bonds to refund our synthetic fixed rate debt. Remember, this is debt that we issued several years ago as variable rate debt, and we swapped it to fixed rate through the issuance of, or through a swap agreements with counterparties. The reason we did this structure was because at the time that we did the financing, fixed rate bonds cost more, higher rates of interest than the synthetic fixed rate structure. However, we know through our experiences through the financial crisis that there are some risks associated with having these synthetic fixed rate structures in place, mostly really related to the underlying credit facilities that are needed to support the variable rate bonds, actually not the swaps as much as the support for the variable rate bonds. So it's something that we monitor in the event that fixed rate bonds now become, that the total cost would become close to the synthetic fixed rate structure, we would take those synthetic fixed rate bonds and refund them with fixed rate debt. We'll talk a little bit more about these, probably more than maybe you want to hear, but we'll talk a little bit more about those issues later. The other thing that we've been doing is managing those liquidity or credit facilities that support the variable rate bonds that we have in place. We have a number of bank agreements. Basically, these banks are charged with buying our variable rate bonds back if they can't be remarketed every week in the general market. They're actually, the interest rates on these bonds, variable rate, are reset every week. In the event, for some unforeseen reason, there isn't sufficient buyers for those bonds, these banks are required to purchase those variable rate bonds until the remarketing agent can find new buyers. That saves the tollway, that eliminates the risk that the tollway would have to come up with a large chunk of funds to buy the bonds back because they weren't able to find buyers. So in any event, we've completed extensions of three of four agreements which expire in 2013. We have a fourth that we're working on that expires in December. The good news is those agreements are actually coming in at slightly lower costs than they have in recent years. So our costs for that structure is going down slightly. We will also be reviewing hedging strategies for future bond issuances.
Excuse me, just one second. Yes. So the six agreements that are expiring, you don't at this point anticipate any problems with those?
We